So how do you find your team? I would suggest you start with your mentor, because your mentor has an established team, and they may very well be able to help you by you selecting members of their team, or at least reference other people that can help you specifically. That's a good place to start. Also, other friends that you have that are happy with the advisors they have, they're successful in their business, they're the ones propelling you in the right direction. Ask those friends for their advisors. Just like anything else, a personal recommendation is always valuable. Check out their credentials. Ask them what types of credentials they have. For instance, Diane is a CPA. A lawyer has passed the bar exam in the state where he or she works, so he or she has credentials in that state. In fact, the intellectual property attorney has a national exam that they take as well. It's called the patent bar. Also, stockbrokers. There are about 6 or 7 different credentials I can think of off the top of my head that a stockbroker may possess. For additional information on places that you can call or places that you can reference for these particular advisors, check the text in step 5, because there are specific regulatory authorities for each type of advisor, and those are listed with reference phone numbers for your use. You can find this information starting at page 3-140.
And the final step to building a team, now this is after you've identified the team members and you've assessed them, is to truly begin to build a team. The interesting part of that is how the cash flow quadrant can fit into this. You're going to have different team members, and actually some of your team members may be employees. Remember, they would operate from the E quadrant. Now, as you might recall from cash flow quadrant, an E, an employee, is concerned about security. So what can you do in your interaction with them to help them feel secure, to let them know it's okay to make suggestions, to give you comments, to give you feedback that can help grow your overall business? Now, in the case of an S, the self-employed, remember, these people like to feel they're Superman. In other words, professionals like to know that their ideas make sense, that people can make use of these, that they're valued for the ideas that they have. And of course, make sure you're paying both your E and your S. Your employees need to feel well compensated, as well as your advisors need to feel that they're compensated. That might sound a little unobjective coming from me as an advisor, so I'm going to ask Sharon her opinion on how you build a team.
Yes, I definitely agree. You need to pay your advisors well. But we're talking about actually two different teams here. One is your team of advisors. The second is your team of employees. And we're going to talk about motivating your employees as well. But it is very important that no matter what the team, you do know how to motivate them best, because they don't necessarily have the same goals you do, but they have valuable information, valuable participation that they can give to you to help you on your way. So if you recognize what their individual needs are and you can provide what they need by motivating them, you will end up getting better advice from them, and they will help propel you on your path to financial freedom even quicker.